The second frame introduces more dimensions to the relationship between the separated man and the nature that this man is separated from. So man can conquer nature, can beat nature, can transcend, exploit, subjugate, own, dominate, control nature. But man also protects, enjoys, explores, and appreciates and studies nature. So these kinds of relationship, whether destructive or with negative connotation or a good connotation, still reproduce the same kind of human exceptionalism that is fundamentally the problem. The problem of not seeing ourselves as intrinsically part of the land. And here there is an important distinction that needs to be made, which is the distinction between seeing yourself as an extension of the land, or seeing the land as an extension of yourself. If you see the land as an extension of yourself, you will tend to project on the land your will and your desires from a psychoanalytic perspective. But if you see the land at the center and yourself as an extension of the land, your relationship to the land is very different. And you can recognize the biointelligence of the land from a very different angle. So, if the land is an extension of oneself, the relationship with the land is a relationship of entitlements. If the self is an extension of the land, the relationship with the land is a relationship of indebtedness and responsibility. So we're interested in how this relationship of entitlement that starts with the metabolism of the land which we're part of, then affects these other dimensions of what's possible in terms of existence and coexistence in organization and politics and ethics and so on and so forth, and what it would look like from this other perspective, the perspective of belonging to the land from a different perspective, right? From the perspective that you are an extension of the land, what kind of difference that would make in terms of unimaginable but viable possibilities for existing differently, for existing otherwise. I think this frame also points to another issue that we have found in this sense of separability, and this is the fact that human exceptionalism is based on not only a notion of entitlement, but this entitlement is based on men being exceptional because of reason or rationality. And here we're talking about the single notion of rationality that is perceived to be hierarchically superior to other notions. So this human exceptionalism also creates other hierarchies, not just between man and nature including man as an animal in relation to other animals, and man as an animal that reasons, that's therefore man sees itself as superior to the other animals, but then all the other hierarchies between genders, between cultures, between different kinds of orientations that then justify different forms and magnitudes of entitlement. So that is then explored further in the next frame. But so this reasoning and knowledge then have a specific relationship with language, in that this reasoning is supposed to index language in words that then become knowledge, that then give meaning to life and to this world of the mind of man that justifies then its superiority and exceptionalism in relation to nature. So this relationship with language has many other implications that we won't talk about right now, but is extremely important to understand how to interrupt this tendency towards entitlement.